You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
There is a kind of grief that never makes the headlines. It's not dramatic. It's not loud. It doesn't even trend. It's the grief of watching good businesses fail. And not because the idea was bad or because the founder wasn't smart, but because, and not also because there wasn't a market, but because the numbers were ignored, the systems were missing, and financial management was treated as an afterthought. Tonight's guest has seen that grief up close again and again and again. Tebi Mdutyana is a chartered accountant with over 16 years of experience in accounting, tax, auditing, and financial consulting. But more importantly, she is someone who made a conscious decision. That decision being that she doesn't just want to audit businesses after they collapse. She wants to help them survive in the first place. She is the founder of Kainos Chartered Accountants, a virtual accounting firm built on one radical idea, that financial clarity is not a luxury. It's a form of empowerment. Her work blends professionalism and compassion. There is technical expertise and human understanding, as well as compliance and coaching. Listen, she doesn't just help businesses or business owners submit their returns. She helps them build habits, design systems, and finally feel in control of their money instead of afraid of it. So we're not going to have a conversation about spreadsheets. We're going to have a conversation about why so many good businesses quietly die, what financial discipline actually looks like in real life, and how entrepreneurs can build businesses that don't just grow, but last. Debbie, welcome to the show.
Hi for me. Thank you for having me.
Oh,
and hi to the listeners. Thank you.
Let's have a good time. Let's have a good time. And let's start off by answering this. You've worked with so many businesses over 16 years. What is the most common silent mistake that you see founders making? The one that usually only becomes visible when it's already too late.
Thank you, Pumi, for that question. And, you know, the most common mistake the founders make is to focus solely on the business, as in either providing a service or a product, and never looking if is this thing even profitable.
Oh, simply, gosh.
Because they either do not have time or they just like so scared to even look at the bank statements.
Yeah. And do you think we're ignoring them? And I'm saying we because I run a business, and I think it'll be more practical if I also bring myself into the conversation. Do you think it's that we ignore it, or all we're focused on in the beginning is just the craft, is just the thing? Because I think a lot of very, very skilled people don't make it because all we want to do is the thing we can do. And the legal, accounting, marketing, it falls along the wayside because all we want to do is all that we can do and we do well.
So it's really a number of reasons, honestly. Mostly it's because we are passionate about what we are doing.
Yeah.
Serving, literally, whether you serve through a product or a service, we are passionate about that.
Yeah.
And sometimes it is just a trauma, what we're running away from. Remember, most of us, we start entrepreneurship because we are running away from that corporate, or like we've got traumas and all of that. So our focus then is like, I'm just going to make this thing work and forget to say, like, what does it mean to actually for this thing to work?
Yeah.
Is it just like me just like selling, producing and all of that? Like the finance part of it, we don't even look at it. And most times though, it is because we are just too busy focused on this, and finances, accounting and anything like that, it is just something that is just too complex. And we think that it does not matter.
Oh man, that's so sad. That is absolutely so sad. I'm curious to know, was there a specific business you encountered early in your career that changed how you see money, accounting, and entrepreneurship forever?
Honestly, I would say I've got a personal experience, as you said from your intro. You know, my parents, when I grew up, they kind of like started three different businesses, literally in different industries, but none of them survived beyond a year or two. And
Debbie.
literally, we could see customers coming in, we could see money dashing and all of that, but there was no stock control processes. They didn't know who they owed, who owed them. There was absolutely no processes, no controls, like money not banked. It's just like the process around it. So for me, I would say actually I was called for this literally because out of all my siblings, I'm the one who was sent to a commercial school. So from grade, I think it's like grade 8. According to this, I did accounting from grade 8. I never did like math, physics or anything like that. Which I believe that probably my parents, they were like, you know what? We don't know what we're doing in this business. We just need some
Bebag user.
literally, my van user, because I never even questioned. Because beginning of the year, they were like, no, you're going to that school. And in that school, there was no science. And I was pulled off in the school where my siblings normally go to. So, to me, this is like really what I grew up around and I continue to witness initially.
Yo, and there's nothing like a personal story that will really get you doing the thing you're supposed to be doing and doing it well. And at what point did you realize, I don't just want to be an accountant, though. I want to be part of people's survival story.
It was when I was doing my articles training to be a chartered accountant. There is this thing in business, even with us, where we end up not focusing on people, but focusing on what we are doing. So if you are delivering a service, you're just focusing on pushing the numbers and you forget that there are people around it. So when I realized how we actually do things or things were generally done, and people were scared, or they're still scared, by the way, of like anything that speaks to accounting or money and all of that. So I realized that, you know what, we need to just be human and talk about these things, just break them down in a simpler language, just not talk about balance sheet income statement. We talk about, did you make money today? How much did you make?
Yes, a language we understand.
Yes.
Gabby, why do you think, and I'm happy that you're saying that, why do you think financial management is one of the most neglected skills among entrepreneurs, even highly intelligent ones?
I think, as I said, it's a number of things. Firstly, it is the fear. Like when do you ever wake up and be like, you know what? Let me just run my bank statement and see what
You
has flown through in
know,
there.
today we
Like just
balanced the books.
the thought of
You don't know what you're
that.
gonna
And I mean,
miss.
and most business people, especially of color, we didn't grow where we were talking about finances. We just like sit around the table and talk about finances and all of that. So those conversations were not there, and they're still not there. We didn't even know how our parents made their payslips, the business, how much they made and all of that.
Absolutely
We're
not.
kind of like shielded in those conversations. So the conversations around money, they were not there. It's only now that we are able to pursue because we like financial literacy. Money is a skill that everyone needs to have even at a younger age, you know. So I think it's just like a number of things. It's the fear, it's the trauma, it's not being exposed to those conversations as well.
Oh, so good. And let's get practical. What does poor financial management actually look like in real life? And I'm not talking textbook definitions. In day-to-day business behavior, what does poor financial management look like?
Okay, firstly, poor financial management. It looks like when you use your business account to go
Hey, nah.
and,
Don't expose us, man.
this is why we always like fight about it. That's a poor financial management because, firstly, that's not your money,
It's not, you're stealing.
it's stealing from your business. And At the end of the month, you won't even know what happened to the man in the business, which kind of like leads to all other frustrations. Now, be like, this business is not working and all of that. So basically, it's not being accountable with your finances, knowing how much came in, how much went out, where did it go to. That's all.
Sure. And if you had to name the three financial habits that grow businesses, that really cause businesses to thrive the fastest, what would they be?
Okay, so firstly is being diligent, like literally depending actually on the nature of your business, the volume of sales and expenses and all of that, daily or weekly, make sure that you know how much came into your business, how much went out, who is owing you, how long have they been owing you, who are you owing? Remember now, there is a difference between the sales that you are making, you invoicing people, and the cash flow, the money, the Mandela that is in your bank account, So it is to know how many sales did I make and how much cash am I getting or did I get right now, this month, today, out of that. And it also speak about the reserves. How much am I keeping out of that, And as well as the expenses, how quickly do I pay the customers? If I get an invoice today, do I pay it today, whereas I still have 30 days to pay it? So it's cash flow management. What is coming in, for example, if my clients like only pay me after 30 days or 2 months, or I don't even request deposit. However, I'm paying my expenses or my suppliers expect them to pay like right now on delivery. Those are the cash flows that need us to be managed. Honestly, I don't know if I got to the five that you were looking for.
Was looking for three, so you gave me three. You gave it to me. Let's now talk about what you actually do, right? When a founder comes to you overwhelmed, anxious, and perhaps even ashamed about their finances, where do you even begin?
So as I said, li literally this is an emotional thing. So firstly, it's just to reassure a founder that, you know what, you made the right decision by reaching out. This is like really a non-judgmental, I've seen the worst, Because when I'm saying I've seen the worst, because some of them, they come only when they are being their monies have been taken by SARS, and be like, SARS has been waiting for these things, and like I don't have money, I don't have even the records that they're looking for and all of that. So it's kind of like to reassure them that there's nothing that cannot be resolved. Yes, it might cost you, but it will be resolved, and there is a lesson around it, So it is that, and then we just look now what happened. Because it can be like a number of things. It can be like just financial mismanagement, or it can just be like leakage of revenue, where that you have been making sales, but like somewhere you either your sales, they are you're not priced correctly. It can be anything. So we kind of like look, what is it? What is your problem? Is it the financial statements? Does the bank or the investor look one financial statement? Is it SARS chasing you? Is your company maybe deregistered? Now you cannot trade. We have to analyze first, because it's not a one size fits all, but mostly it's the emotional part to deal with that first and reassure them.
And I love that you're saying that because now I'm curious about how you help entrepreneurs shift from being emotionally driven with money and the things that they've been doing to being intentional and strategic. What is that journey that they go through, that you take them through?
So I think this is one thing that I realized that it was lacking amongst the accounting services or accounting as accountants, because we only focus on the numbers. Like, you want financial statements? Brr, here's your financial statements. However, what we encourage with business owners is that let's walk through your business every month, every week. Me as an accountant and a bookkeeper, I capture your records. Basically, all this thing is done by the system these days, like everything. And then every month, I tell you that Here are the sales that you've made. Literally, we get your budget, same as you've got your budget for your personal purposes for your business. Like, give me your budget for the next 3 months, or at least for this month. How much sales are you looking at making? In which products? Which expenses? And from there, when we get to the actual now, we analyze them. When I'm presenting the monthly reports to the business owner, I'm like, okay, let's look. You said you are going to make 100,000 this month, but you made like 60,000. Oh, what happened? Oh, okay. So maybe your stock didn't arrive on time, or maybe there was a glitch or anything. We kind of like have to analyze what has happened and what should we improve going forward, which is the following month, rather than like waiting the entire year only when you need to submit your tax returns or anything like that. You're like, yo, I need financial statement.
Debbie, what systems matter more than people think? The boring ones that actually change everything in a business.
So basically, business and personal, it's kind of like the same. It's like literally, when it comes to finances, it's like tracking what is coming in, what is coming out. Why is it coming in? What is it going out? You can literally do that in Excel. You don't need any fancy system and all of that. You just need to be very, very diligent. Be honest with yourself. So the most boring system is just you every week sitting down with your bank statement, sitting down with your plan for your business that it was supposed to be like this, but it's like this now. What happened?
There's a misconception, and if I'm wrong, please correct me, that services like yours, like accountants in the business, especially if you're running a young boutique, you have your own small business going on, legal services and other services are expensive. Is that a misconception? Is it true? And if it is true, like if it is objectively true, what are the things that business owners can do to get themselves, number one, ready so that when the books come to you, it's not a mess, but also financially prepared to be able to use the service?
I can say, and you are right, firstly, that is the misconception, and no. Or let me say yes and no. Services are expensive or they not. It depends on what do you want to achieve out of it. So basically, and you put them like in the right sentence, the accounting and the legal services. So I like making this example. When you have a case or like someone has wronged you don't necessarily need a lawyer. Depending on the magnitude and the risk of you losing in that case. If someone bumps your car and you're like, you know what, we can go to the police station, I'll speak to my insurance, we'll sort each other out. You don't need a lawyer. However, if it is something that is huge, you are likely to lose and there is a risk of everything in it, then you're like, you know what, let me just get a lawyer to deal with this thing. So it can either. And by the way, other people, they do have expertise. They don't have fear of like money. They are naturally very administrative. They can do this thing themselves and then only come later on where they're like, oh, okay, I need financial statements. I need someone who's qualified who's going to sign my financial statements so that they can be eligible as financial statements. Hence the yes and no. So if you do not have expertise to do it, you do not have time. And you want to grow your business, then you rather partner with the accountant, and not just any other accountant. Know the motive, share the motive with account, get to understand how do they work, what do they do, how are they going to help you? So it's a yes and no. It depends. If you just want to run a like a side hustle or a whatever, literally just for you to make a living, you don't need an accountant. But if you want to grow a business that can be grow like multiple branches, multiple generations, even international and beyond, you need an accountant.
That's so good. I want us to now talk about your philosophy around money and finances. And then we'll talk about your service offering, how people can contact you, and yeah, just basically how we can be introduced into your universe and get help, the help that we need from you. So, firstly, do you believe that money reflects character, or does it shape it? Does money shape your character, or does it reflect your character?
It reflects your character.
Oh, say
It
more.
reflects your character.
Okay.
It reflects your character because I think it like might sound like I'm repeating myself, but money is who you are. If
Yeah.
you believe that what you have, it is the last thing that you're gonna have, you're gonna treat it like that, Whereas money is supposed to flow. It's supposed to be coming in, going out. It's supposed to be used to be for trading and anything like that. And if you believe that, or maybe you grew up not having like these things, and like the day I get money,
There will be signs.
exactly,
And what do you think money is really meant to do? Because especially for Christians, right? We have this fear of money because the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil, and people have said it's money that is the root of all evil. We have a fear. We have a fear around making a lot of money. We want to, but we're afraid. We have a fear around being wealthy. We there's really an embedded fear, especially among Christians. What is money actually meant to do that will help us reframe our thinking around it and why we ought to have it? What is it meant to do in a person's life?
Money is meant to ref okay, be stewarded first. It's not ours. It is a resource from God that He gives us to serve Him. So serving Him doesn't mean that you just take your money and all
And
give it
give it to
out to the charity
church.
business. No. Because the Bible says specifically that you will be the lender and not the
Oh,
borrower.
come on.
So we are meant to make money. Look at Solomon. Literally, Solomon, he used to he is one of the wisest and wealthiest businessmen ever, And I don't even know how much was his hourly rate, literally.
Because he was counseling as well.
Exactly. Remember now, the kings, they used to
They used to
send
come to
their people to
him.
him and be like, go and check the like how does he run his nation, and then we'll run our nation same as him, so money actually, it is a fruit of what God has given us. It is just an object. It hence the Bible is saying love of money more than loving who gave you money, then that is the root of evil. Otherwise, we are meant to be rich. We are meant to be blessed coming in and going out,
Oh, love
literally.
it. Love it. You know, we've been talking about how people can be financially astute business owners. But I'm curious now, because we're talking about the philosophy of money, about what a financially healthy entrepreneur looks like. And I'm not just talking in numbers, right? But in how they live and sleep and decide and lead. Because before I can be a good business owner, I need to be a good person. And I don't mean this like morally, but before I can even run anything, I need to be able to manage and run myself. So what does a financially healthy entrepreneur look like before that entrepreneur? Because before you can even do, you have to be, right? I have to be an entrepreneur before I can run a healthy business. So what does that look like?
Thank you for that question, and it's very important. I like referencing how I do things to the Bible more than to the world or to the rich people, because these days, like, we follow these people, they're saying that, and then things change up, and then
Yeah, you'll go crazy.
but here's the thing, in the Bible, we are the kings, the prince, the princesses, and all of that, right? Now, look at the king, how they governed or they steward what was given to them. let's say in this case it's the business. The kings, they had like high morals. You wouldn't see them anywhere and everywhere. You would see
True.
them associated with like prestige and like high level people,
That's so good.
which is your community, your network. You know, it's always say that you are like five of the top people that you hang around with. It is so true. Remember, even in the ancient times, actually even right now, there's no one who can just rock up in the president's house
No.
because that space is secured. So you kind of like look at how you associate yourself with, look at what you eat, like because the things that we are eating now, like you drink whatever that you're drinking now, hopefully that it's gonna make you more awaken all of that. However, it's rather killing
Oh man,
or
you're awake
destroying
now,
you.
but you're dying a little inside.
Exactly,
Ish.
exactly. So it's who you are surround with. It's literally your diet. Your diet doesn't have to be like anything fancy, like all the natural ingredients that do not have a barcode, literally. You know, or that don't have lots of ingredients that are listed in there. And it is like us just taking some time and be out there, whether you are walking, you are doing a workout, and like just physically taking care of our bodies. Because it doesn't help for us to just like be focusing on money, chasing, chasing, chasing. However, we're gonna need that money actually to take care of our bodies later on. So it's just like because there's a lot what you eat, what we eat, and what we do with our bodies, like the workouts and all of that, they sustain our mental and our physical capability to continue. Hence, I'm saying that I don't like referencing to the world because now we are in a, like crunching, a chasing. I mean, where are we running to?
Hey, you'll sleep when you're dead. What do you mean?
Exactly, you sleep when you're dead. You're gonna be dead before God has fulfilled the promise, like
Yo.
what he has given you. So it's just holistically taking care of ourselves. I know we like saying balance, there's nothing that is like balance, but community, like your people, your friends, your family, and all of that. Like there are things that you can catch up with in life. For example, finances. Literally, even at 50, 60, you can catch up with finances. But you cannot
Smart.
catch up with lost relationships
Yo, and your health.
and your health.
Oh man.
You can catch up with wealth. You can be a million. I mean, like even his, like we see like the successful people like Colonel Sanders and all of that and all of that. Like only at 50 something, 60 something where they started things, you know. So you can catch up with wealth, but you cannot catch up with relationships and your health.
Oh, that's such a good word. Such a good word. Kainos Chartered Accountants. Tell me about this business and why you love it. And I'm starting there because I need people to understand that you won't just be offering them services for the sake of it. Why do you love this business?
Oh my God. More than loving the people. Okay, firstly, it's loving the people that I serve.
Love
You
it.
know, I'm just fascinated about a human being. When you meet a person and then they're just telling you about their business, the passion that is burning inside them. I think to me, that is that. And like seeing the transformation that we go through with the business owners. Literally, that is what like makes me sleep peacefully and know that even if God can take me, he would say just like well done. Well done, my faithful servant.
You have served with all your heart. I
Yes.
love that. What do you offer? What is this transformation that you take people through?
Okay, so our services are literally in three parts. It's the financial management and compliance, which is generally the accounting, the bookkeeping, where we make sure that you know what has come in into your business, went out, is your business profitable, is it compliant with SARS, CIPC, and all the Department of Labor requirements. So that's number one, financial management and compliance. And then number two, it's the financial controls and processes, which is the systems. Because it doesn't help for us to help you do this thing,
Yo.
to do this thing for you. You need to, because it is your business, you need to have processes. Even if kind of chartered accounting is not here tomorrow, you need to have an accounting system. I mean, these days, cloud-based accounting system, where if your computer crashes and all of that, you don't need to just be fumbling and all of that. Even the processes, who makes payments in your business? When are the payments made? Who approves the payments? It's reviewing the risk in your business. So that's the pillar, the second pillar of the financial control systems and processes, the risks that your business face, whether it's financial risk or like anything that might happen and will affect your finances. And then the third one is the strategic growth advisory services, because you need to grow your business. Yes, financial management, you can say, oh, I'm making money and all of that, but what do those numbers mean to your business? Is the business profitable? So we do the analysis, we do the focus that, like when you're saying that this is your 5-year strategy, this is your 2-year strategy, what do you need to do today to prepare yourself for that? So it is the strategic growth and advisory, it's the tax planning. Because there are transactions that literally they can throw you off tax-wise. For example, if you decide to rent your equipment versus buying your equipment, it affects both the tax and the accounting.
Sure.
So that in essence, those are our three services: financial management and compliance, financial systems, which is the controls and processes, and the strategic growth advisory services.
Yeah, baby, give me your best testimonial.
Okay. Oh, here's my first testimonial. So I got this client last year. Oh my God, I love it so much. She is in the beauty industry. And then when I met her, she said that she was renting a place and she was sharing this place with another professional. And then this professional kept on saying, no, you can't be here because like our services, they don't. Okay, I might be in trouble and all of that for me sharing the space with you. So firstly, when I met someone for the first time and be like, okay, why are you here? Okay, what is your aim of like getting services? And then she said, I want to own my own, I have to want to have my own space.
Love it.
And I want to have a bigger space where I don't only offer services, but I train people how to take care of their skin, you know. And then we're like, okay, let's do this. So I'm a church girl. So we don't only talk numbers, we also talk God that it is possible and we pray about it. Within 4 months, she bought a business where the owner of the business, kind of like same beauty business that was locked for months because the owner decided she doesn't want to do this anymore. She wants to move to the property space. And then she bought that business with the stock, with the equipment.
Pebble.
Basically, she had two businesses because that person said, here's CIPC, here are bank accounts, here's customers, here is suppliers that I've been using, here's everything that I've been using. And remember now, my client didn't have money because like her finances, they were like not in. She didn't have money. I was like, you know what? We're gonna structure this acquisition deal. Tell her, first we negotiated the amount and brought it down. Remember that this business was closed anyway, so it was kind of like not bringing anything. So we negotiated the deal, but still my client is like, you know what? I won't have money to even pay the first payment. And we're like, okay, let's negotiate further. Let's get 3 months, say 3 months free. You know I'm here. You've got everything. You know your business is here. You'll find me here if I don't pay you after 3 months. And that payment was stretched over 6 months of the acquisition. So honestly, I just smile when I'm thinking about
You're
that one.
smiling now.
It's
It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. I'm curious about the name, Kainos.
so evident, eh? Oh, Kainos. So kainos is a Greek word from something new. As in, like as I said, when I was doing my training for accounting, I saw the trend. I was like, this can't be it. Like, this can't be it, because all the accounting firms, they're doing this way or with unknown like this. So I was like, we surely need something new here. So kainos means something new.
Something new. And you have got something currently on offer, and I've seen it. And I think because of where we are in the year, at some point it's going to be phased out, right? The 7-day 2025 bookkeeping and business compliance catch up. Talk to me about that offer and how people can get it.
Okay, so we are like towards the end of February, which is most business in South Africa. They either
Financial
have
year
a
end.
February financial year end or March financial year end. And then there's just very few that have got December financial year end. So everyone is running around now. All of the keeping that we didn't do for the past 12 months because we were hoping that we would get to it. But now SARS is like, submit your tax return for your business. It's not there. Maybe if you got investors, you've got some loans and whatever, like the funders are like, show us what did you make and all of that. And those things are not there. CIPC, because remember, the CIPC annual return and all of that, they are due 30 days after your registration, depending on when it is. But usually it is more or less around the same. And it is the beginning of the year where we want a new year, new me. It must also be a new business, basically, to start the year in the very clean slate. So what we are offering, and we call it, let me get the name correctly. It is where is it now? It was in front of, yes, 7-day bookkeeping and business compliance catch up. So basically, our promise is very ambitious, as in 7 days, we'll get you sorted. What you couldn't do it in a year, we promise to do it in 7 days, where we will clean up your bookkeeping for the entire year. We will produce financial statements for you, annual financial statements for you, so that you can be able to do your tenders, get your tax clearances, be able to, if you need some loan to grow your business in this new year, have those financial statements signed off, submit the tax return, do your CIPC, and actually even know where are you starting off in this new year. Because if you do not have the data for the past, how you've done in the past, you won't know how to. Basically, it's just going to be the same year, just a different date
Same year over and over again.
over and over again. So basically, we are offering a bookkeeping catch up and a compliance catch up because they go hand in hand. Doesn't help to know the numbers, but with SARS and CIPC, things are not good. So, and that only it is like it is literally limited because also we've set a very ambitious target for ourselves. So we're saying in 7 days we'll be able to get you sorted. And of course, there are other things that come with it, the fact that you might not have the invoices and all of that, and like it's just gonna be scrambling. But all we do, we take care, you just like give us what you have. We take care of everything. If there is like you don't have supporting documents, we look at the alternative evidence of your business transactions. And within 7 days of you giving us all the information, you'll have your business like fresh and clean and ready to run in the new year.
Love it. Love it. There are a lot of accounting firms, boutique, big, your big five, all of them. Why should we choose you?
Honestly, you are right. In every corner, there's an accounting firm. But as I've explained, we are not number crunchers. You know, as accountants, we're known as number crunchers, bean counters, and all of that. We focus on you as a person and where you want to go in, where you want to take your business. If you are serious about growing your business and you want a partner to help you, to work with you, Kainos Chartered Accountants, it's exactly that. And honestly, we try to work with you in the process because I think it's Maya Angelou who say who that said that when you know better, you do better. You don't have to, we don't try to make you an accountant, but we show you what the numbers mean so that when you are making a decision while we are not there, you make a conscious decision knowing what it means to the business. So we don't focus on compliance on numbers only, but we focus on you and your business. Like things must change. That's why really, who wouldn't want to work with kind of shadow accountants?
I love that. You are a growth partner, is what I'm hearing you say. You are a growth partner, and that is absolutely beautiful, man. Is there anything, a parting shot that you'd like to give before we wrap up?
Honestly, I would say that as a business owner, you have come a long way already. You've taken a first step to just give it all because you know business is literally so demanding, spiritually, physically, emotionally, relationally. That thing, it will isolate you. So the next step that you can do for yourself as a business owner is to find a partner who is going to work with you, walk with you, who is competent, who has your best interest. Literally, who's not looking at the invoice at the end of the month, but who is more interested in you. Literally, who even knows that, hey, you complained that that employee is giving you a trouble last time. How are they doing? You know, because if there's an employee that is like messing around in your business and all of that, it's gonna affect your finances one way or another, which means even us accountants, it might affect our finances related to the services that we provide to you. So it just, since you have taken the first step and just thrown yourself into this business
Go
thing,
all
you
the
get a
way.
partner.
Go all the way.
Get a
Yeah. Oh,
partner.
man. Debbie,
Yes.
from the conversation we've been having, I think what makes your work so powerful is that, like you said, you don't just deal with numbers. Here, you're dealing with people's fears and their hopes and their futures. And because you are human too, who understands humans, who has a passion for humans, it just makes it work. You know, you've reminded us that accounting has got so much more to do with just compliance. Because when I hear law and accounting, I'm just like, oh, Jesus, statements, reports, this, that, and the other. But you've just reminded us that it's really about consciousness, being aware, being savvy, having your eyes wide open about stewardship. Now you have your eyes wide open, but you've got these resources, money, your talent, the form of people, and even what you deliver. Be stewards of that. And it's also about building something that can carry you instead of crush you. I think it's so painful when you have this dream and you start out, and because of things that could be done right, things that could be managed, you buckle. There's no need for anyone's dream to die when you are there. So I love that you are protecting people's dreams instead of just wanting to crunch the numbers and count the cents and all of that. So thank you for the work that you do. Thank you for the service that you offer. And by service, I don't just mean accounting service. I mean being a servant of God and of man. Thank you so much.
Thank you for me. Thank you for me. Just for the last one to the listeners, they can just check us on our social media, kind of chartered accountants. So as of Monday, we're gonna be launching this offer, the 7-day bookkeeping and business compliance catch up. And you're just gonna be following a link, make a booking with like free 15 minutes for us to first understand your need, and that is it. And just check our Instagram, Facebook. We provide like very easy, short form educational and awareness content that even if you do have an accountant, just go and listen there
Yes,
and
it's good
ask
to
your
always know
accountant.
as well, right?
Yeah, and ask your accountant. I had someone talking about this. Like, share that content and be like, did you do this for my business? By the way, you know.
I think the promise
Hello.
that I can, from hearing you speak, the promise that I can make to whoever's going to take up your services is that their numbers will tell the truth. Their systems will give them peace, and their business will grow in a way that still leaves them whole. Thank you so much for
Indeed.
coming through.
Thank you for me. Thank you for having me.
All right. And with that, I am Nompumelelo Mbonane, and I hope that you have made sense of your business. Fresh mercy is tomorrow. Ciao for now.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.